This podcast contains coarse language, adult themes, and content of a violent and disturbing nature. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to the Security Perimeter Podcast, an island of insanity, starring my dad, Athanasios Christoulos. This is an amazing podcast, really, the best. You're gonna love us. Guaranteed, 100%. We are gonna make podcasting great again. Promise. And now, my dad, Athanasios, aka Zaki Christoulos.
Let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm.
So, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Zaki.
Thanks for helping me introduce the belated Christmas Security Perimeter Podcast Christmas
Slash.
Podcast. Or we could call it the
New Year,
the New Year Security Perimeter Podcast.
It's like a tongue twister.
Where we discussed how evil neoliberalism is and how we try to support the new government in Mexico in its fight against neoliberalism.
Yes.
And you heard the podcast.
Yes.
You listened to it.
Yes.
So what did you think of it?
I think they were very objective.
We were objective. There was no bias.
No, of course not. It was super.
Totally neutral.
Analyzed arguments and
very, very well
professional.
Thought out. Professional.
Yeah.
Professional is the word.
Yeah, professional.
Professional. It's a professional podcast.
Very sharp.
It's very, very, very serious.
Yes.
Yes.
It was.
Yeah, and we give some good advice to the president on how to deal with the problem of neoliberalism. Right?
Yeah, he's gonna need all the help.
And you know what?
Get.
And it's even more important now that we're having like another neoliberal crisis.
Yes.
The oil. Yeah, let's get it. There you go.
The gasolina crisis.
The gas crisis in Mexico. For those of you not listening from Mexico, Mexico has a gas shortage, and people are lining up for gas
for hours.
It's always the neoliberals to blame.
Yes, it is. Because
could you tell me why? I know neoliberalism to blame because it's not possible that the president can make a bad decision.
Yeah, of course not. He's right.
And the only bad decisions ever made in the history of mankind are neoliberal decisions.
Yeah.
So this is not a neoliberal decision, so therefore it's a good thing to do. No, it's not a neoliberal, it's a good thing to do. How is neoliberalism to blame for this?
Well, you have to blame neoliberalism.
Well, it's for everything.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, like, yes.
There's no other response
possible
to that question,
explanation.
Yeah.
So sort of like neoliberalism, sort of like possesses... Like Mexico's possessed by neoliberalism.
Yeah.
And AMLO is like the priest from The Exorcist.
Yeah.
He's trying to exorcise. That's what's going on. So Mexico is like the girl from The Exorcist, and Lopez Obrador is
the power.
The priest.
Yeah.
Who's like saying the power of. The power of Morena compels me. The power of Morena compels me. Okay, so it's gonna take a while then to exorcise the country from neoliberalism.
Yeah, it's not something that you can do from one day to another.
So it's a good thing that we're waiting in line for gas for hours because we're like indirectly part of the exorcism.
Yes, you have to be part of the change. You have to.
Exorcism.
Yeah.
Let's refer to that as exorcism.
Yeah, you know, like those monaguillos next to them.
Those what?
They are not priests, but the little kid who always goes with the priest to do the exorcism.
Is that where we are?
Yeah.
By waiting in line.
Yeah.
Okay.
We
should continue.
Yes. We should never complain.
Never complain.
We should never
of
say.
Of course not.
No, of course not.
It's the right answer.
Yes.
It's the he's the priest. He knows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We should just say yes to everything.
Well, I'm happy that there's a shortage of gas.
Yeah.
Because now I know that what we're doing is we're fighting neoliberalism.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and in the long term, we're all going to benefit. So what do you think of the podcast?
I think it's, you know, it's the best thing you've ever done. Because
what I liked about it was like the professionalism.
Yes.
You know, the seriousness of it. And
yeah, the thought out arguments.
The arguments were clear. Yeah. Very academic.
Yes.
Very academic.
Yes. Yeah, the, you know, the people who are in the podcast, they know what they're talking about. They're not just
kids
messing around.
Oh, yeah, right? No, it's not kids messing around.
But we should give credit to
Khashoggi. So we should introduce those experts you just mentioned, right?
Yes.
There's Valentina.
Yeah.
Sarah. There's Ines is there. Diego's there. And there's someone who like doesn't want his name to be mentioned. That's Facundo.
Ah, see, yes. But everybody just it's super hush hush. It's just.
But they were. It showed that they really knew what they were talking
about.
Yeah,
they are.
And they care.
Yeah, they care. They totally care, about the future.
We care.
Ah, no. It's just, okay, you have to have all the possible views about the...
On what may have happened.
Yeah,
right?
What may have happened.
Because, like him being, like...
Yeah, you have the Trump argument, you have the...
Well, I mean, you know, the narrative now is, you know, by fake news, is that he was... he went to the embassy and he was chopped up into little pieces and killed and murdered and so forth. Well, he was murdered. He was murdered. But that's just the fake news now, right? There's alternative facts.
Yeah, we have to look to
all the possibilities.
Yeah, because we don't know that.
Right, and what we did was we just came up with an alternative fact possibility.
Yeah.
What may have actually happened to Khashoggi that fits in with,
yes,
you know, the alternative fact that exists in Saudi Arabia and Trumplandia.
Yeah, you cannot just go with the flow.
Right, you can't just listen to fake.
Yeah, you have to have your own mind, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. So let's just host the podcast. Okay?
Yeah. Let's go.
Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Today's Security Perimeter Podcast Christmas special is on neoliberalism. Yay! Well, neoliberalism. I was thinking, you know, the president's
like the
got
Disneyland
a really,
of neoliberalism.
Huh?
The Disneyland of neoliberalism.
I was thinking that the president's gonna have a really tough job for the next 6 years or more.
<That's what laughs>
or more.
No more.
You never know, you know. Well, you might have a consulta.
Yeah, exactly.
To decide whether or not.
Oh, did you see what he said yesterday about choosing the judges from the Supreme Court by consulta popular?
Oh, that was ridiculous.
That's kind of insane.
Did that really happen?
Yeah.
We'll go through all these things. Okay, we'll go through all these things. Consulta popular. All right. For judges.
Yep.
Yeah, he's going into the courts now.
Of course, that's
which
the only
is...
power left against him.
Well, look.
Is it?
Going back to what I was saying before.
Checks and balances.
Yeah.
Okay, so going back to like what I said before, we have to help the president because he's got a tough job.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's our job to give him a shout out from Itam to tell him that we support him. Okay?
Okay.
That we support him from here. And that we have to help him figure out all the bad things that neoliberalism has done.
It caused diabetes.
Yeah.
But you said caused diarrhea.
Also.
Probably, yeah.
That too.
So we got to...
If you ever eaten Taco Bell, you know it does.
What? No, they just have a 30-minute guarantee. In and out in 30 minutes. Do you really eat at that place?
No.
We're Mexicans. We can't eat.
Yeah, exactly.
Is there Taco Bell in Mexico?
No.
Yes.
Well, you know what?
I don't think it's allowed.
I blame neoliberalism. So we gotta help him out. So we're gonna start with this, okay? How many of you know why is neoliberalism called neo liberalism? Does anybody know? Do you guys know?
Because it's drastically different from the first liberals to, like, ¿cómo se llama? No fallas ni
por. This is not an exam. Don't worry. It's not an oral exam. Because, again, it's... cool.
It changes from normal when? Liberalism to, like, Keynes liberalism.
No. Keynes no es neoliberal.
Keynes is not a neoliberal.
Yeah?
No.
Who is? Hayek?
Well, yeah, but...
Kind of...
Wait, no,
Hayek is more of a liberal than for the time that he's writing, but...
How are we talking about the actress?
Okay, let me understand this. How is Keynes not a neoliberalist and he's like the
good,
god
yeah.
of
yeah.
Itam then?
She's like 60, right?
Keynes or Hayek?
Keynes. Keynes is like the god of Itam and we're neoliberalists.
No, Keynes is not the god of Itam.
No.
Okay, economists
is the one
of him.
Keynes is the one that we like.
Not to me.
Doesn't hurt if you're not.
Not to me. He's the president of Mexico.
Our great new leader.
And I'm not being sarcastic.
It hurts.
At all.
I really hope you are, man.
No, we have to help him. So this is how we have to help him. We got to help him with finding all the evil things that neoliberalism has caused. All
right.
But we got to start first by understanding, by like, you know, what is neoliberalism? So we were in the middle of that when you walked right. in. So she was saying that it was Keynesianism, which it's not, obviously, because if it was Keynesianism...
No, it's after Keynesianism, which means it's Polanyi and...
Stop trying to
Hayek.
Fix it. What?
She's getting better.
Yeah. Are
Isn't
we discussing
it?
Like neoliberalism... Like itself, or like how it was applied to Mexico? Like Mexico.
No,
what
it's
actually supposed to be.
Because
yeah.
the way it was applied to Mexico was. It was not applied to Mexico.
It wasn't.
Yes.
Yes.
But, okay, but wait, first, what is neoliberalism?
Free market?
Yeah, everything.
Well, yeah, but what is it, why do we call
way?
It neo?
Because you go back
neo.
To the free market after.
After what?
After you started Bretton Woods and controlling the market and intervening.
There you go. You see, before you had liberalism, and then during after World War II, you had this period of significant state intervention.
Yeah.
And then you get the Reaganites and Thatcher and so forth, and Brian Mulroney in Canada, who implement liberalism again, but now they're called neoliberalism. How many of you are willing to die right now?
I mean, I'm willing to die.
Well, you know,
I'm
trying
to...
But how many of you are willing to die betting 100% certainty that when Lopez Obrador, when the president of Mexico was on the news saying neoliberalism did this, neoliberalism did that, that he actually knew what neoliberalism was?
No.
Raise your hands.
They're not gonna see your hands.
I don't. Are we sure he speaks English now?
No, that's a good point.
Okay, can you explain it in Spanish then?
Go ahead, Sarah.
Go ahead, Sarah. Well, that's why we're just gonna make sure that the definition part's in Spanish. Entonces, go!
So someone can.
Sarah, are you afraid or something?
Kinda.
Of what?
Of him.
Inés? Oh, it's a historical
thing.
So,
básicamente, regresas al mercado libre después de una intervención.
Después de la Segunda Guerra Mundial.
Yeah. Sí. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Es,
right?
Yeah.
It's
that's
como...
Y esto pasó durante los ochentas.
Sí.
Cuando
yeah.
gente como Ronald Reagan y Margaret Thatcher y...
Claro, porque es la gente del mercado abierto, sin tarifas,
sí.
sin intervención de cualquier tipo gubernamental. But...
But...
He's talking about going back to austerity and government austerity. And
right. Well, that's very neoliberal.
Yeah, because he hates...
Exactly.
Well, austerity is very neoliberal.
Exactly. Okay. Like, one of the things about the middle liberalism that I don't know what it's called, between the
Keynesian.
Liberalism and new... That, yeah.
Keynesian.
So the Keynesian was all about not being austerity and the government spending, so governments...
Well,
on the country. And
I mean, from what I understand, because I'm not an expert, and people from econ are going to get really mad at me first before you even try to talk about this. But you know, Keynes was arguing that to tax when the economy's growing, and then when it's shrinking,
invest,
to pump money back in,
yeah.
and then in order to flatten out
to,
that
like,
curve from up and down.
Yeah,
cycle,
you want to restart the virtuous cycle instead of the vicious.
Yeah,
cycle.
Yeah, because in the end, Keynes really believed in that kind of model. He just believed that. You needed state intervention in order to make it work properly. But we're okay. So now we got that out of the way.
He's gonna get mad.
Who?
The president?
Yeah.
Why? Because he doesn't think he can be educated?
Because we're fifis, and where do we get the idea that we have the
that's
right to educate?
That's a derogatory term. That's a derogatory term in Canada.
It is.
No, but you know what it means in Canada? Like, no. It's a derogatory term for, like gay.
Really?
Yeah.
No, here it's like this posh lady dressed all in pink.
I know, but it's...
With a huge poodle.
Have you seen it yourself?
What?
I got one. When was the last time you had a girlfriend? Or a boyfriend?
Like...
Significant other.
Yeah.
Does that count a dog? Like, does that...
No, dog doesn't
count. I'm not into that kind of top, you maybe, but that's your issue. Please don't. No.
Chris,
not. No comment.
Zoophile.
When was the last time I had a girlfriend?
Like 3.5 years ago.
I'm worried because I've been worried about you, man.
You blame it on neoliberalism?
Well, I'm wondering. Yeah, I mean, could it be neoliberalism?
Yeah.
It of probably course. Is. Right, because you're not.
Maybe I should be feeling more.
You're not competitive enough. You're not competitive enough. You're wearing the Sunoco hat. Stop wearing the Sunoco hat. You gotta...
Stop messing with my hat.
All right.
Come on, Dino call the cars, no?
The what?
Damn.
Have you seen the Cars movie? Have you seen the Cars movie?
Yeah.
Like the Dinoco logo? Mm.
And yeah. This was a really bad joke.
Yeah, how the hell are you going to meet a woman? Or other.
Or a dog.
Yeah.
You freak.
Probably a
are they linked? Somehow. Maybe.
Yeah. Oh, conspiracy theory. Okay, so you could only be corrupt. You could only be corrupt if you're a neoliberal?
Of course.
Yeah.
What?
Haven't you seen like the Soviet leaders? None of them were corrupt. They were generous.
Yeah.
And
Stalin especially.
Such a nice guy.
He was.
Is Trudeau a neoliberal?
No.
So I'm not gonna say what Trudeau is.
Yeah. Like, wait. So neoliberalism and corruption go hand in hand.
Yes. Of course, yeah.
Alright, so corruption can't exist on its own.
No.
What?
We can also you know what? We can also
this blame, is gonna be more about me and him, isn't it?
You're pretty confused, yeah.
We can also blame global warming on neoliberalism, right?
Yeah.
That one okay, I'll give you that one. I'll give you that one. But corruption on neoliberalism? Mm.
No.
I mean, what's the biggest problem in Mexico? Is it neoliberalism or is it...
Insecurity.
It's Mexico.
Corruption.
Yeah, okay.
Failing institutions.
Okay.
Mexico. Because of corruption.
Because of neoliberalism.
Yes.
But we just said they were linked.
Because of corruption. Right. So
brought upon us by neoliberalism.
Huh?
Exactly.
Corruption caused by neoliberalism.
So Mexican institutions weren't corrupt before 1976?
No.
No.
They weren't?
I think they've always been. I don't think there's ever been
that
a time.
So corruption in Mexico only came after 1976?
Yes.
According to him, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but according to you?
Well...
No.
We didn't have corruption before 76? Mexico didn't have corruption? Or didn't they say... What? I know you're giving me one of those looks like you want to smack... Mexico's corruption essentially is a relic of the Spanish colonial
period.
Yeah,
most of psychologists say it's a psychiatric like heritage of colonialism and stuff.
Well, maybe but they're not. That's they're sociologists.
That's
they're
a not. Bit... Stretched
so
up.
Like our former president said, that it's a culture.
But that doesn't... But that,
yeah,
but, well, okay, there you go. We but that doesn't mean that it started in 76, though.
We just said it was.
Well, he's still saying it started
why?
In 76. Yeah,
well,
why?
I just want to argue.
Oh, you're playing the devil's advocate. Okay, so...
Just have to be involved.
basically.
Okay, how about this? How do we do it another way? Let's look at all the non-neoliberal things that López Obrador has done since he came to power to show how awesome and amazing they have been. Okay? To show how like not applying neoliberalism has led to good things in Mexico. In only like 1 month. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
In less than a month. Well, actually, you know what? His presidency started really after he won the election, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, so where do you want to start about the good things that he's done?
The airport.
The airport, yeah.
Canceling the airport. Awesome fucking decision. Yeah. Wasn't that awesome fucking decision? But now the good news about that now is that you'll be able to get frequent flyer or frequent travel points when you travel from Santa Lucia to the new airport. Because, you know, they announced the new airport is going to be at the international airport is going to be at Santa Lucia.
And the international one's going to.
So you're going to have to make connections that way. But to compensate you, you'll get miles. And you get lots of them.
It's a good deal.
I would take it.
Yeah.
Is that a good plan? Okay, so that's one that we got. That's a good thing. The canceling of the airport is a good thing. I'm not being sarcastic. I think it's the worst fucking thing ever.
There we go.
To build a new modern airport just like, you know, a couple of kilometers away from the old one. What a stupid fucking idea. It was a horrible idea.
Yeah, of course.
Right. So now the much better idea is to have 2 kilometers that are 80 kilometers apart. And if you're like, think of all the fun, it's going to be part of the tourist thing.
So
when the Americans and the Canadians are flying into Santa Lucia and they want to make the connection to Cancun, they're going to have to like drive from Santa Lucia all the way to the old airport. Right. And then take their connecting flight if they actually ever get the connecting flight, but that doesn't matter. If they can't catch the connecting flight, we're going to blame.
Neoliberalism,
of course. Yeah.
They can do a tour of the.
But that's what I'm saying. It'll be good. They'll get a tour of the city.
We can have a city bus.
We can wall up.
But then you don't get to feed the locals.
How about our own?
We can even place like solar panels.
Man, we just got the perfect plan.
You cannot do that.
You're missing this.
Huh?
We just got the perfect plan. Like the perfect plan. We're going to build our own Tren Maya in the city. It's going to be called the Tren Azteca.
Tren Azteca.
It's a great idea.
We got it. We should work in a government, guys.
No, Tren Azteca. The Tren
Mexica. It has to be Mexica. Because Azteca would be referring to our colonial past.
Shut up, nerd.
I'm sorry.
So, awesome decision number one. On the other thing, of course, was the way it was done. Because
that's so democratic.
It's so fucking democratic. So
clean, open.
It was so clean and so democratic and
constitutional.
So
constitutional.
Yeah.
Legal.
But
informed voting, man.
And you know the people complain like
no bias,
you know, not us because we thought it was awesome, right? We think it was awesome.
Yeah, of course.
Right. The people complain. You know why they complain?
Why?
Neoliberals.
They're neoliberals.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ones who complain about the consultas are neoliberals.
They just care about money.
What did you think about the consulta? Come on, honestly. Now, don't be sarcastic, but on, you know.
Terrible idea, man. On so many levels, it was like badly executed.
It was fucking illegal.
Yeah, it was fucking illegal. So,
But it doesn't matter because.
Did you vote?
I can't.
No, you can't, but did you?
Did any of you vote?
No, I didn't. No.
I did for the first one. For the second one, I thought it was just a joke.
I've always thought they were jokes.
They made a second one with like the 10 most important proposals that López Obrador made during his campaign.
Including
and if
the
you agreed,
Tren Maya and stuff on the refinery, I don't know.
Did you vote on that one?
No. Because I saw the joke that the first one was.
But you did vote on the first one?
Yeah.
How easy was it to vote?
Extremely easy.
So where would you go to vote?
There was one, like, 2 miles away from here. El Basal del Sábado, you know?
Did you? That's not 2 miles. That's a kilometer, man.
That's walking distance.
It's walking distance. Exactly.
Someone's on the door.
Could you have voted twice, for example?
There was a guy that voted a lot of 5 times, right?
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah,
I'm sure you could have.
But
I mean, they would watch.
Did they have to look at your...
Like your ID?
Yeah, like my electoral ID. And
that's it. But then
they placed some like ink.
What?
That was like...
Well, who ran this?
It took like an hour to...
Was it Ine or was it...
No.
Well, of course it wouldn't have been Ine. No. So who was it? Morena, right?
It was... Because he wasn't the president yet, so it had to be like his own team, right?
Yeah.
And his own like electoral team.
He got volunteers.
And even if it was a president, he can't make like popular referendums.
But it doesn't matter. You know why?
He
can't constitutionally. I mean, you have to follow certain rules. But it doesn't matter. You know why?
Really?
Because in the end, it was a good decision.
What?
It's neoliberalism.
Because we have to look at it from the end point.
That's a neoliberal constitution that's trying to block him.
Right. It was the neoliberal constitution, which was written in 1917. The neoliberal constitution of 1917 tried to stop him from doing what a legitimate, democratically elected president has the right to fucking do.
Yes.
Okay?
This is where you play
it
like the US
have been
national
neoliberal
anthem.
If it was in 1917.
Proto-neoliberal constitutions that he's done since he's come to power to show how evil neoliberalism was, you know, during the
period. Is it still
the period.
No, it was eliminated the moment he came to power.
It ended the day he came to power.
Well, yeah, along with corruption, of course.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Corruption.
Fourth transformation.
And poverty.
Corruption's over.
Security,
yeah.
too.
There's nobody's corrupt anymore in this country.
There's no crime either. I do have a quite an interesting...
Well, that's kind of unfair. It's going to take them a while to get rid of the corruption, but I mean, if that's going to... If the problem is neoliberalism, then eventually we should see that corruption is going to disappear.
It's going to die off. Yeah.
Right. Of it's just going to die off, naturally die off. You don't actually have to do anything, Mr. President. You could just get rid of neoliberalism and then corruption is going to disappear.
Yeah.
Just like that. There won't be... Right? Right? I mean, that's what you were saying before, Jerry. You're saying that, you know, neoliberalism and corruption go together. You get rid of one of them, you get rid of the other one. So there you go. Right? Okay. Problem solved. Corruption.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, we got it.
Sorry, Ben. Go ahead.
Is there, like, another problem that we should solve?
No, we solved the airport.
We solved the airport
train.
Problem.
Yeah.
Well...
I think we got caught.
One.
The airport is a big mess right now.
No, it's not.
We solved
it's an,
it.
No,
we're
we solved
do
it.
Our own
we
Tren Maya in the city.
No, it's not going to be called Tren Maya. It's going to be called Tren Mishka.
Mishka.
There's another issue. I feel like the Tren Maya might be a bit too neoliberal for like this administration.
Yes,
why?
The trains.
Oh, God. Okay, explain why.
The trains came from like the Industrial Revolution, and that's like neoliberal.
That's fucking neoliberal.
Right.
So
and
also I was reading about private concessions, which is
private
so
business.
Neoliberal.
Private.
Then utter the word private again. Private business is going to put money into this?
No.
Yes.
No fucking way. No.
No, no.
Mr. President.
But if it is, he's becoming a...
You know what's going to happen if you allow private business to run this, right? It's we're going to get corruption.
Yeah.
Because we know from historical experience, when the government runs institutions, businesses, like, you know, Pemex and Telmex, no corruption.
No.
Yeah, no.
Never. Never corruption.
Perfectly.
Never corruption in Pemex.
I know what he has to do. He has to make, like, our own Mexican version of gulags and use the people there to build a train.
Yeah, but you know what? We're probably going to be the first ones in that gulag. So.
Yeah. So,
are you really talking about yourself? Drew,
I deserve to
be
put in. I deserve to be put in a gulag because up until the president won the election, I was a neoliberal. I've changed now.
Okay.
I'm no longer a neoliberal.
No one is.
But I deserve to be punished for my past indiscretions. So, yes, gulags.
Yeah,
gulags would be a good idea.
Country, man.
Political prisons, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's another way he could solve it. I mean, he could just nationalize everything. So, if it's part of the government...
Including ITAM.
Then there's no corruption.
So nationalize ITAM.
We're going to be Instituto Tecnológico Andrés Manuel.
What does that mean?
Rock.
Every Monday morning, you're going to have to sing an oath to Lopez Obrador.
Salute the portrait.
Like, salute the portrait.
No.
Every office is going to have a picture of Lopez Obrador. And you know, behind each of the photos is going to be a fucking camera.
Like in the eyes.
Which, by the way, I think there's a camera there right now. But
it's going to be Big Brother.
Not a camera. Okay, so, all right, so we solved the train problem. You missed that, man. You're late. Okay, if you're late, you're late.
You told me at one?
Well, yeah, we changed. So, you know what? Blame neoliberals.
Yeah.
So, okay, so we solved the train thing. We solved the corruption thing.
Yeah. So,
what about the crime thing?
Well, he said that in the first 2 days that violence had dropped. In the first 2 days.
Okay. So, we're making progress there too.
Yeah.
Was that?
I want sources.
Yeah, that was a real quote from Hamlo.
Okay. Yeah, but where are his sources?
What are his sources?
No, but you're forgetting that he's never wrong. So if he said that, that's true.
Okay, so let me understand something.
Because there's no corruption in the
corruption
court.
Is exactly. Linked to neoliberalism. Is crime linked to it too?
Yeah. Are we going to do? We gotta work that out, right? So corruption, crime, and
they're all like a network.
They're all together, right?
Yeah. Well,
so again,
evil, right?
Take it from one of our past classes. The
unholy trinity. Corruption.
Crime corruption, and neoliberalism.
Violence and crime and neoliberalism. That's actually what I'm going to put in the title of the podcast. The
that's
unholy,
pretty good, eh?
Yeah, it's, thanks. I'm the one who came up with it. Don't take credit for it.
I said good job.
Oh, okay. The unholy trinity.
Congratulating
you. The unholy trinity. So violence... That's going to be solved too. What is it? But you know what? We're being a little speculative here. So let's talk about the things that he's actually done in the first, few days, months in power. What else have I missed?
He opened, apparently,
there's a claim now. It's not done by the government, but I think it's being done by Morena, the party.
What?
You know, the war thing where Mexico lost half its territory and all that kind of shit.
I mean,
like
but
back in,
we're
back
claiming
in,
it?
When
yeah,
was
Trump
it? Like 18,
that real quick,
when
right?
did that happen? Like 1972 or something like that? Or 1968?
18.
18.
18.
18.
18
something?
Why
19? Something.
Yeah,
I don't fucking know. I'm not Mexican.
Years ago.
Yeah,
no.
Whatever.
But do
okay,
know
so Morena, did you hear about this? The Morena is putting una demanda. For apparently, this is what I heard. The rumor is that they're putting a demand to recover the lost states.
But I mean, do we want those states? I mean, California's on fire. We don't want that.
Good point.
Then there's like Texas.
Yeah, we don't want Texas.
Yeah, we don't want Texas, man.
Hey!
Well, we could like want
Texas,
Texas actually. Yeah, there's cows.
I don't like Texas.
We could take a half of Texas because just like
the good
can
part.
Can we just leave out all that?
Like the El Paso part, right?
Yeah.
The El Paso,
cool,
maybe
right
like Houston. Some
Houston's
of that.
Cool.
That's it.
Austin.
We'll take Texas and close the Taco Bells. That's it.
Okay.
Right?
I'll take that.
New Mexico's cool.
Close all the Texas.
New Mexicans are nice.
It's basically
it's
Mexico. You just take the.
They can keep Nevada, though. Not Nevada.
Does
they can keep Arizona.
Florida?
No, we want Nevada.
No,
Florida.
Why do we? No, we don't get Nevada.
No, it's not.
We get Arizona.
Wait, Arizona. Yeah, wasn't a part of it?
Yeah, Arizona. No,
he said Nevada.
It's not Nevada.
No,
Nevada,
Nevada
is
deal.
Not in
the.
I just think that's I just think Jerry. I don't know if you agree with me. That's a good thing that we should be spending money on.
Definitely.
Just like Trump.
Fuck the airport.
Just like Trump is going to see that.
We're spending money
on
fucking the airport too. You know that, right?
Yes. Trump is going to see it and say, "Yes, half the territory."
Yeah, he's
going
to go real quickly to it.
Besides the part that we actually signed
it's
the treaty
the war-
and received money for the territory,
would be
longer. We could make an exchange. Give them Nuevo León.
Yeah.
Because they are like pseudo gringos.
That's a good idea.
We change Juarez
for California.
Like
we can have Acapulco also.
Yeah.
No.
Acapulco.
No, we want it.
Acapulco is cool.
No.
Not anymore.
Yeah. We just have to fix its insecurity in the room.
No, let's face it. You know what? Here,
it's
all
already fixed.
We can just, give him. Yeah, we can give him
Tamaulipas.
Did you know what we can do?
Okay, we can give him Tamaulipas.
We can give him Acapulco.
We can give him back.
Fix Acapulco and then we take it back.
Yeah, with all the money we're going to get.
How are they
going to
take it, right?
That's a good idea. Have him fix it and then take it back.
Yeah.
No, but Diego just said it's fixed. And security has
gotten
fixed.
All right,
we can give them Tlaxcala, though.
It doesn't exist.
Wait, he's legalizing.
What's Tlaxcala?
Exactly.
There's another important thing that we're missing. He's legalizing pot. So the narcos are going to become empresarios,
farmers, like
farmers,
Trader Joe's, like narco,
Trader Joe's.
So that's how we deal with the whole crime thing.
Yeah, he's got
it's not, actually can I?
We can use our money to fix
it. It's not going to get rid of the problem because consumption is not the issue in Mexico. I mean, it is an issue, but legalizing pot is not going to solve the violence of the border because you'd have to have the other side doing the same thing, which, by the way, they are kind of doing it.
Yeah.
And pot isn't really the problem. The problem is fentanyl.
All the other
and
ones.
So.
Of course.
Okay, but what other things has he done?
He's opened up the Pinos.
He made the
presidential
museum right now. It's kind of like an open park.
Yeah.
And they already, stole everything. Just,
but isn't it, empty?
That did not happen.
Yeah, it has no.
That did not happen. You're fucking with me. They opened it up, but they didn't actually have guards there to watch the stuff.
They even stole the Noche Buenas.
Oh, but I thought.
Nah, that was fake.
You're
fake.
That was fake.
The people that were helping there were just like volunteers.
Volunteers,
yeah, true.
Wait. So he opened up penals to the people, which I think is a great idea. I don't have a problem with that at all, in fact. But
it has nothing.
Because
it's not like the White House.
Do you know why they stole everything?
It's like a bigger park.
What do you mean?
It's not like the White House.
The White House has historic paintings and historic
But
buildings.
He hadn't assumed yet, so they stole it just before he assumed.
Right, he made a mistake. He didn't realize that everybody would go see it where like actually neoliberals.
But it doesn't have like
it's like a condominium of houses.
Yeah. Aha, but it's not like the White House that you actually go in and see historic paintings and things.
So
it's just a house.
Yeah.
That's it.
Can we really squat there if we want to?
Yeah,
we should do that.
I think we should be able to.
Recorded the podcast there.
That would have been good. Poverty. That was the other one.
Yeah, but it's fixed.
Poverty. Well, that's fixed because you get. It's not even on a Holy Trinity. It's like
no.
It's a
pentagon.
Penta.
What do you mean, Penta? We went from Penta's three to five people. Come on. Basic
you all
math.
Know how to count or not?
Poverty.
That's why
poverty
I feel
like fourth.
That's why it's not Penta, it's four.
Tetra. I'm just saying we can find the fifth one.
Tetragram. Yeah. So square.
We could do that. Yeah, basically.
What's the fifth one? So we can say pentagram. The unholy pentagram. There's
toxic masculinity.
Huh?
Toxic masculinity.
White privilege.
Neoliberals. White privilege.
White privilege.
That one. Yeah, the fifis. The white chicken.
Stop with the fucking fifi comment already. I mean, this is kind of offensive to
Canadians.
He told
us that in Canada, fifi is a bad term for gays. So we can't use it.
Yeah.
So we can use white chickens.
is that a real term?
Claro, los
chickens. Yeah, there's like this Twitter page that says that posts things about white privileged people living in Mexico.
Nice.
And you talk about all this
and Putin as well.
AMLO against the new energy stuff. He wants to construct.
Tell us how that's going to be solved by not implementing. Why is neoliberalism to blame for that?
Because, oil is the future, as AMLO sees it right now.
That's
right. We're in the 60s or something.
No, it is the future.
He said it. He's never wrong.
He's never wrong.
he said
it. Yeah, of course, because we had just said that if we erase neoliberalism, we erase climate change.
Yeah.
Okay, so how is
that's the fifth one. Climate change is part of neoliberalism.
Okay.
Well, you know what? Yeah. Actually, that one...
Yeah. I see your room.
that one is kind of true.
Actually, yeah. Let's not get into that one.
Okay, I'm trying to find some speeches with him. Energy overhaul. Okay, so tell us about the energy thing. What's he going to do in the energy thing? I don't.
He wants to construct new oil refineries.
And of course, it's going to be anti. It's going to be non. It's going to be like non neoliberal, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Non neoliberal
reforms. Yeah. Okay.
He wants to construct like five new ones, I think, while we have three refineries that are at like 40% capacity, but somehow they are neoliberal refineries, so he wants to make his own anti-neoliberal refineries.
Really, yeah.
Because oil is the future. That sums it up.
He's right.
Yeah.
I heard today that the whole evaluation of the teachers is canceled.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
because it's the future.
Because it's too neoliberalism.
So education is neoliberal too?
Yeah. Corrupt syndicates
controlling education.
Okay.
Right. We need to continue with the... No, but you can't have corruption without neoliberalism.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So it's okay to get rid of the education reforms as long as you get rid of neoliberalism at the same time, because the corrupt institutions are going to disappear. Here's a better way of doing this thing. Okay, so he hasn't been in power long enough, right? So it's kind of unfair. But what we can do is look at other leaders who have, done similar anti-neoliberal policies and see the positive effects that has had on these countries. And I think we should start with a really awesome example of how things are wonderful without neoliberalism.
Venezuela.
Well, for starters...
Everything is awesome there.
Yeah. Tourism in the world has
The economy is thriving.
No, the world, because now there's Venezuelans everywhere, but in Venezuela. So Venezuelans are actually getting to know the world because of...
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
They're traveling more.
Yeah,
apparently or not,
and you can, thank the end of neoliberalism for the massive amount of tourism that you're seeing in a part of Venezuela. I think maybe half the country has gone on vacation.
Yeah, definitely.
Outside the country, and
because they have no job.
No.
Elsewhere. That's a vacation.
They're rich.
They definitely dealt with like illegal immigration. So
how so?
Because no one's coming into the country anymore.
He's right. No.
That's true. Mm. See, that's one really good thing that you can do by ending neoliberalism is...
No more.
I think the American government should take note on that.
Well, you know...
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
It definitely make customs lines shorter.
And the good thing is they're thriving so much that they're like even like making up new dishes, you know, like they're starting to cook rats, like... Who thinks of that? Only like
they're expanding their
fucking
nasty,
man.
But it's a known fact.
I'm gonna actually have to fucking edit that out. Yeah. They're cooking. You know, they're wood.
Wood soup.
Wood soup.
Since you're editing it out, like the soles of boots.
Wood soup.
No, but like,
that's so fucking like bad. Oh god, you guys are worse than me. He's eating rats, going on
and
vacation.
Well, consider it extreme dieting to improve the health of the population.
You have no more obesity.
Yeah.
Oh fuck.
Yeah, it's a diet based on 100% protein.
See, neoliberalism causes diabetes.
It's a diet based on
100%
protein.
It's a diet based on 100%.
They say that
no old, diet.
Yeah. They say that all Cubans right now are jacked.
That's good.
They're like the superhumans right now. This is what Nietzsche talked about.
Oh fuck, you crossed the line. So the Venezuelans are jacked too? I don't know. Some
of
the pictures I see.
We're getting there.
I mean, Cuba has been in the business longer. Time to catch up the Venezuelans, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, these people are really fucking suffering, so can we stop making fun of them?
We should.
But can we make fun of another Latin American country that always seems to blame neoliberalism for everything that ever goes wrong with them?
Evo Morales.
The Argentinians.
Paraguay.
It's like every fucking time.
Paraguay doesn't exist.
Every time Argentina has a crisis, it's because of neoliberalism. For the last 50 fucking years, every time that goddamn country has a crisis, is because neoliberalism.
They were the ones.
And you even said it. 94 crisis, neoliberalism. No, man, it wasn't. It wasn't NAFTA. NAFTA wasn't even in place.
It was
for it to have an effect. What the 94 crisis was fucking Salinas stealing a shitload of fucking money. All of a sudden, Mexico's coffers are empty. For Christ's sake, there's no way to support the value of the currency. Why? Because the money was stolen. But that's neoliberal.
Yeah,
of course.
So
China was great as well.
When
it was like really anti-neoliberalism before, like, you know, neoliberalism.
And you mean when Mao was there?
Yeah, of course.
But it doesn't matter. No, but they had this awesome thing called the Cultural Revolution. Okay,
that was
where like
great.
everything changed for the better.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter what 30 million people were killed, but you know that's
those were the neoliberals.
Those were the neoliberals.
I mean, they give you free vacations to, I think, some resorts called the Gulags.
Yeah.
That would be...
Plus, you had that thing that Ina said about, you know, this mass vacation phenomenon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially around 1989.
No obesity.
Yeah, nobody was fat in Eastern Europe. What's the Facundo, you're pretty sharp on this. What would be the neoliberal connection to them having long-term relationships?
That the oppressive regime, like, is not letting them change.
Right.
If they had, like, a
exactly.
state
right.
relationships, they
the
would
deep,
have got it a new
the
one
deep
by now.
Neoliberal state
is making them to
the machista deep neoliberal state is oppressing them through their boyfriends. They don't even realize it.
Oh. Yeah.
Both their boyfriends are oppressors.
In the New Mexico, they'll get a new boyfriend that's not actually an oppressor.
Right.
Does that apply to new girlfriends too? Because I think Diego's in the same situation as well.
You're oppressed by the neoliberal deep state.
Maybe.
Or you're the oppressor, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
oh, you're because I'm
spy. You are. Exactly. No, I didn't say that, but he did. But
maybe he's a spy.
We need to have your girlfriend here, man.
Okay.
How long have you guys been dating?
2.5 years.
Ha! We win.
Sounds like a present.
Jerry?
3.5, so
are,
you win.
Are you an oppressor?
I could be an oppressor.
I've been oppressed the longest.
Are you mean? What do you mean girlfriend? You could be?
Because I'm not oppressed. So it's one or the other, right?
No, because men are the oppressors. No.
Okay, he's trying to mess with us.
No, but it makes sense. It makes total and low sense.
At least
if he doesn't have a girlfriend, it's because of neoliberalism. If he has a girlfriend, it's because of neoliberalism.
Yeah.
That's like sort of like social constructivism. It explains everything. Just fucking explains everything. You know, World War II, social constructivism. World War I, social constructivism. Yeah.
That's why you and Robinson have problems all the time.
Oh, yeah, because he's wrong. and he won't admit it. But come on, tell some bad experience.
I had a really bad experience with neoliberalism.
In Germany?
No, here.
That's the thing about Hitler that I never quite understood. Like, I mean, how stupid a man can be. Because he blamed, you know, the capitalist system on the Jews,
yeah.
Right? But he also blamed the Jews for communism and Stalin. So you got the Jews, like, actually creating two economic systems that are diametrically opposed to one another to their benefit.
Yeah, but it's our Hitler's neoliberalism controlled the world. Like, everything could be explained.
Yeah.
Is Trump a neoliberal?
He's an inside agent to destroy a neoliberal.
He's not a neoliberal.
No, I don't think he is. I think Jews put
him in power. He's an inside agent.
He's actually come out to say that I'm pro-protectionism.
Yeah.
Which is very anti-neoliberal. So, in that sense...
He's a nationalist.
He has actually said that he's a nationalist.
But those can go hand in hand. No, like, they're not...
So him and López Obrador are actually in agreement on their anti-neoliberal stance.
Yeah.
There
nationalism and protectionism, they could be buddies.
Did you actually know that a few days ago, if you typed in idiot in Google Images, a few images of Trump come by? I don't know if it's still
there.
There
was a hearing in Congress about it.
Yeah, it was.
Let me try. Idiot.
It was really funny. The guy from Google was, like, super scared.
Yeah, like,
is he a conspiracy theory type? López Obrador?
Of course.
Has he come out with... No, I mean, other than the obvious ones that we... You know, the new... But has he, like, actually come out and said... Yeah.
He said,
like,
that he was stolen the past
the presidency,
elections.
Yeah.
The past two elections.
He declared himself the president. Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Where have I been the last 12 years?
but also, like,
the government...
The deep state.
Of course.
The Jewish deep state.
The Jewish deep state.
Do we really have to bring the Jews into everything?
Okay, how about we say the Nazi Jewish...
We are in everything. That's what you
exactly.
Don't know.
That's our... She's even admitting it.
Of course.
Sarah's everywhere. You know, that's why she's tiny. She can just crawl anywhere.
Yeah. Like, she closed the door and...
Sarah's admitting she controls everything.
We're trying to implode the world because if we can't control it, then nobody else can.
Right.
And I maybe Sarah's oppressing her boyfriend.
Wait, I was going to ask you, is your boyfriend Jewish?
Yeah.
Okay, so how do we apply that?
It's an oppressor-oppressor relationship.
No, they oppress each other.
Or people around them.
Yeah, they're like magnets.
Like me!
You shouldn't
be like a power couple of oppressing in the Jewish.
Power.
power.
No, that would be... That would be Jarvanka. On this whole deep state thing... If I could go back to that, I know it's not the topic of discussion. Well, I guess it is because I mean, part of this whole neoliberal thing, obviously, is like the deep state. So if this deep state actually... Here's just another conspiracy theory that I have problems with. But how could Trump have won?
We put him there.
Oh.
Through the chemtrails. They influence everyone
The chemtrails.
The Jewish lobby group in the United States made everything happen.
You think? Because the Jews and Trump get along really well, right?
Because Hillary would have been perfect for...
Exactly. I mean, if the deep state exists, then why didn't Hillary win the election? Because if there's anybody that has deep state...
Because they're trying to convince you that they don't exist. Huh? That's why. They're trying to convince you that they don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, Trump is really, deep down inside, a neoliberal deep stater?
Yeah.
No, because we're trying to implode the world, because if we can't control it, nobody else can.
maybe they're just like using Trump as a scapegoat so that they can control Congress.
I can see that. And we also got to drop the whole deep state thing for obvious reasons. I know I started talking about it, but we need to stop talking about it, if you know what I mean.
Because they're listening?
Because the deep state is listening. But
yeah.
Because otherwise we might commit suicide with a shot to the back of the head. You know?
No, yeah. I'll send the poster on.
That's what happens in Russia all the time.
Yeah. We have Sarah on our side. So
a self-inflicted shot to the back of the head.
It's Kentucky, they know
it. Yeah, here. It's called Khashoggi.
Khashoggi.
Jesus. Now you cross the line. Man.
It's a time-honored Russian tradition.
Oh, what did she just open in the back of your head? I'm not gonna say the Khashoggi thing again, but it was funny. Khashoggi yourself. Actually, Khashoggi dismembered himself. What's his name? The prince had nothing to do with it. Of course not. It was like the guy was in the consulate and his body parts start falling off. It's like he's waiting in line to get a visa and his fucking arm falls off. And then his head falls off. Oh, fuck. Of course the prince is not involved in this. Of course, you know, we don't really know, you know. I mean, he could have, he could not have, but...
And that's what he said.
Can you imagine what that would look like? You're waiting in line. You're fucking waiting with your passport. And all of a sudden...
Cleaning it out to we have
like a code for the cleaning.
Fuck. So how do we wrap this up? Because I got a professional exam. So we should tell him that he should continue the course.
Yes.
Because these random sondeos, mm-hmm. which is improperly done from a purely scientific point of view, mm-hmm. but these random are a good thing. They've led to good things.
Yeah.
Right?
He should listen to no one and to no law because he's obviously always
above,
right.
Yeah.
And the laws come from the neoliberal age of Mexico, so right. he shouldn't listen to them.
Yeah. Right. And we have an obesity problem, so we're on the right path, you know, towards
the woods of
Venezuela.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. That's the way neoliberalism has helped me, I suppose. Oh, I'll say that again.
Yeah, you originally said that like neoliberalism and diabetes.
Yeah, what's actually started it, but that's true. That's the way neoliberalism is to blame for diabetes in Mexico.
Yeah, said
I don't remember that.
So
part.
I have diabetes because of neoliberalism.
Oh,
absolutely nothing to do with medicine.
I didn't hear that part because like halfway through, I just when he went through the neoliberal thing,
you stopped listening.
I turned it off. But what did he say? What that diabetes exists because of?
Of neoliberalism, yeah. He started like naming the problems neoliberalism has brought upon us.
And one of them was obesity.
And one of them was obesity and diabetes. He explicitly said diabetes.
That's for real? Coke?
Yeah.
Because like McDonald's and stuff.
Yeah, because Coke.
Because Coke.
Yeah, Coke.
Son las aguas negras del imperialismo yankee.
What? Coke? Yeah, Diet Coke?
Yeah.
Just Coke. Diet Coke.
No, normal Coke, because it has the sugar. Yeah.
Diet Coke is kind of like a resistance to neoliberalism.
So I'm part of the... You nice. See? I'm part of the resistance. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can't say Merry Christmas anymore because that's it's like a neoliberal thing.
Happy Hanukkah.
Can't say Happy Hanukkah because that's the Jewish conspiracy then.
Sesen.
Huh?
What?
You can say
Sesen.
Last year we came up with a song. Remember?
But we need a song.
Oh, yeah. We need a song.
Merry...
No, it has to be Welcome to the Fourth Transformation.
Yeah, la Cuarta Transformación, man.
Yes.
Yeah, Happy Fourth Transformation.
Happy Fourth Transformation.
Yeah.
It's ruining Star Wars for us.
Yeah. Merry austerity to all.
We could just congratulate each other, you know? Like, congrats, man.
Fish. Drinking fish.
I don't know the drinking fish.
What? It's every college student's favorite Christmas song.
Okay, so sing it.
Hey!
the song is about.
Por verano nacido.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all, with those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful.